Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Contrarian's Guide to Leadership by Stephen B. Sample is a leadership book that argues against many standard assumptions in management and executive training. Written by the former president of the University of Southern California, it presents leadership as an art shaped by judgment, timing, and perspective rather than a set of fixed rules. The book belongs to the leadership and organizational behavior genre, but it stands apart because Sample deliberately challenges conventional wisdom instead of reinforcing it. He encourages readers to think independently, listen more carefully than they speak, delay easy judgments, and focus on long-term institutional results rather than short-term approval. The book is both practical and philosophical, combining personal experience with reflections on how leaders actually make decisions. Its purpose is not to offer a neutral checklist of best practices, but to unsettle readers in ways that may lead to more original and effective leadership behavior. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, leadership as an art rather than a formula. One of the book's central claims is that leadership cannot be reduced to a science with universal rules. Sample treats leadership as an art because it depends on interpretation, context, and the willingness to act without complete certainty. This matters because many leadership manuals promise repeatable formulas, while Sample argues that real leaders must navigate ambiguity and human complexity. His contrarian approach is not anti-intellectual. It is a warning against overconfidence in systems that oversimplify people and institutions. By framing leadership as an art, he shifts attention away from technical competence alone and toward judgment, imagination, and the ability to see situations from a distinct point of view. The practical implication is that leaders should stop searching for perfect models to copy and instead develop habits of reflection, discernment, and originality. In this sense, the book asks readers to become less dependent on managerial orthodoxy and more attentive to the lived realities of leadership. Secondly, thinking grey before making decisions. Sample's idea of thinking grey is one of the book's most distinctive decision-making principles. It means suspending judgment longer than feels comfortable so that leaders avoid rushing into false certainty. This is important because many organizations reward fast answers, yet quick certainty often leads to shallow analysis and premature conclusions. Thinking gray does not mean indecision for its own sake. It means tolerating ambiguity long enough to understand the situation more fully. The value of the method is that it gives hidden factors room to emerge, especially in complex or politically charged environments where the obvious answer may be incomplete. Sample presents delay as a strategic discipline, not a weakness. Leaders who can hold judgment in reserve are better positioned to recognize patterns, evaluate competing evidence, and avoid groupthink. The book therefore challenges the common belief that strong leadership always looks decisive in the moment. Instead, it suggests that measured hesitation can produce better outcomes than immediate certainty. Thirdly, artful listening and the discipline of hearing what is unsaid. Another major theme is artful listening, which Sample treats as a deeper practice than simply paying attention to spoken words. He argues that effective leaders listen for tone, omission, contradiction, and what people are reluctant to say directly. This matters because organizational life is often shaped by filtered communication. Especially when employees are speaking to authority figures, a leader who only hears explicit statements may miss the real issue, while a leader trained to listen artfully can detect anxiety, resistance, or unspoken incentives. Sample's point is that listening is not passive. It is an active interpretive skill that helps leaders understand the true condition of their organizations. This approach also changes leadership posture because it requires humility and restraint rather than constant verbal control. In practical terms, artful listening helps leaders make better personnel, strategic, and cultural decisions. It is one of the ways the book links personal discipline to institutional effectiveness, showing that leadership begins with the quality of attention a leader brings to other people. Fourthly, counterintuitive organizational discipline long-term focus. Selective attention and delayed action, Sample repeatedly argues that leaders should resist short-term pressures and manage their attention more carefully. He favors long-term thinking, suggesting that leadership should be judged by effects measured in years or decades rather than by immediate popularity or quarterly results. This principle connects to another recurring idea: leaders should not read everything or react to every item that reaches their desk. The point is not laziness, but strategic selectivity, because overcommitted leaders often confuse activity with effectiveness. The book also defends putting off certain decisions, especially when delay allows more information to surface or prevents unnecessary damage. Taken together, these ideas form a philosophy of disciplined restraint. Sample is skeptical of the modern impulse to respond to everything at once, because constant responsiveness can fragment attention and weaken judgment. His counterintuitive claim is that selective inaction can be a sign of strength when it preserves clarity and protects long-term goals. This makes the book especially relevant for leaders who face information overload and pressure for immediate answers. Lastly, provocation, controversy, and the limits of conventional wisdom. The book stands out because it intentionally provokes readers who expect leadership advice to be polished, balanced, and consensus-driven. Sample is willing to challenge romanticized views of leadership and to make claims that many readers may find uncomfortable, including the idea that leaders sometimes compromise principles or accept imperfect choices in order to serve a larger institutional purpose. This is one reason the book remains memorable. It does not merely add a new model to the leadership shelf, but questions the shelf itself. At the same time, its provocative style is also a limitation, because some readers may feel that its argument becomes uneven or overly self-assured in places. Still, the willingness to disturb common assumptions is part of the book's value. It forces readers to examine why certain leadership habits are treated as sacred, and whether those habits truly work. In that sense, the book is less about offering easy answers than about cultivating skepticism toward inherited wisdom and encouraging a more original mode of leadership thinking. In conclusion, The Contrarian's Guide to Leadership is best suited for executives, university administrators, managers, and serious readers of leadership theory who want more than standard advice. It will also appeal to aspiring leaders who are willing to question familiar assumptions about decisiveness, communication, and organizational control. Its main benefit is intellectual rather than formulaic. It teaches readers to slow down, notice complexity, and examine the hidden habits that shape leadership decisions. At a practical level, the book offers memorable principles about thinking gray, artful listening, selective attention, and long-term judgment that can change how leaders approach real problems. What makes it stand out in the leadership genre is its contrarian stance. Many books in this category try to package leadership as a set of best practices, but Sample deliberately resists that simplification. He writes from the perspective of someone who actually led a major institution, which gives the book credibility, but he frames that experience through reflective and often provocative interpretation. Readers looking for a conservative handbook may find it unsettling, but readers looking for sharper judgment and less conventional insight will find it unusually rewarding. If you would like to support Stephen B. Sample, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.